with Michael Sweeney here, the, we'll call him the veteran, Fallon Gaels, third All-Ireland Junior Gaelic title. Put your feelings into words.
Geez, delighted, to be honest. I think if there's a way to win it, I suppose that's the way. Down by 10 points, I think it was at half-time, and we just weren't clicking at all. And I know the conditions changed there in the second half, I suppose, but geez, we weren't like ourselves at all. And I suppose men are tired. That weekend, nobody understands it unless you've been in it, you know. It's tough mentally and it's tough physically over 3 days. And we played three very good teams there, you know. So, geez, we're just delighted and we'll enjoy it now because we've been struggling for form this last while. So it's good to get the win, you know.
You scored 4 points in the first half. 2-14 you scored in the second half. Yes, he's introduced three players. Was that the difference, three players introduced at half-time? Yourself, Darren McIlwain and Big Sean Carr?
Aye, well, look, Darren's full of class. Sean's full of legs and full of energy, and he's a big man in the air. Like, but it's just, we said at half-time, you know, there's a few strong words said, but we said momentum. If we can get the first score of the second half and won the first kick-out, then bring that momentum, and you never know what would happen. And it's a dangerous 10-point lead there, like, in the new rules. Like, 10 points is none these days. Like, but now, to be fair, the lads kicked on, you know, and we've got good players there, and we're just delighted, like.
Last one in 2022, league form was a mixed bag for fans this year. This is going to give you confidence now going into the latter stage of the league?
I would hope so. We won it in 2022, you know, and we kicked on. We got to an intermediate semi-final and probably felt we could have got to a final with a wee bit more that year. So, look, we've struggled with form. We don't want to be that team that yo-yos into junior and then back up to senior, Gaeltacht and so on. We want to try and push on from this now. So, look, the young players are there. A few of them do need to put the toe on or get into the gym, get their nutrition and preparation right. But, no, look, we'll enjoy the day and see what the weekend brings you.
For you personally, little football played this year, a number of reserve games, but years of experience. I'm sure you're hoping to push on now as well and maybe say goodbye to your reserve career, would it be right?
Geez, I don't know why. It's hard to know why. I have a lot of miles on the clock. I've been playing with the seniors since 05. Like, and I know there's other men, you see Kieran McGinley for Kilkear there just dancing up and down the pitch. But Jesus, tough on the body and mind to keep going at this age. But look, I'll enjoy days like that today. That's why you play, I suppose. But we'll see what happens, Kieran, sure.
Finally, Michael, we know big soccer connection. Kerry Keel doing well this year. You have Fan and United going well. But it's the turn of the Gaelic football team now, and from a sporting point of view, things going well?
Aye, look, the soccer's going well. Kerry Keel had a fantastic season. Fan it now. They've been actually managed this year by a good friend of ours, Paul. So look, it's good to have healthy competition in the sport in the area, but look, one does take from other times. But hopefully we've these men bought into it now. We have a very good panel, and tell you what, this weekend all 36 boys that were there, great lads, genuinely very good lads. So look, as I said, we'll have a bit of crack tonight and see what the
weekend. A few 7-ups?
A few Coke Zeros, alright.
Go Michael.